proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today we continue our look at Israel's 70th anniversary. Recently, IBJ's magazine, The Everlasting Nation, produced an issue highlighting Israel's 70th anniversary. Now, if you'd like to receive a sample copy or obtain a subscription, simply call us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Well, whether it's heard on the Olympic medal stand or during a national holiday, a country's national anthem stirs pride within the heart of its citizens. The somber tone of Israel's national anthem, Hatikva, expresses deep emotion and longing for the Jewish people and their homeland. For 2,000 years, the Jewish people were scattered abroad in the diaspora. While a remnant of Jewish people always lived in the land of Israel, they never had a permanent homeland. Jewish people developed their unique communities around, sometimes being forced to move at a moment's notice. Yet, the desire to return to the land of Israel was ever present. Daily prayers recalled Jerusalem as worshippers faced the holy city. During the yearly Passover Seder, Jewish families longingly would say, "Next year in Jerusalem." Well, let's now take a look at the story behind Israel's national anthem, Hatikva. Hatikva is translated in Hebrew as the hope. The words were written in early 1878 by Jewish poet Naftali Hertz Imber, who was born in Galicia, which is modern-day Ukraine. He traveled a bit and eventually lived in Ottoman Palestine when he wrote the nine-stanza poem. It was first published in 1886 in a collection of poems called Barkai, which is translated as Morning Star from Hebrew. The music was arranged by Samuel Cohen and taken from a variety of tunes. Perhaps the most famous attribution is from composer Smintana's work Moldo. Cohen also cited a Romanian tune called The Ox-Driven Cart as inspiration. Well, recent musical research has also traced Hatikva's melody even further back to Jewish prayers and songs, even dating back to the 15th century Spain. Together, these tunes formed a complex yet memorable melody as we know it today. So in light of this, the song Hatikva is really a portrait of the heart of the wandering Jew with the hope that they would someday return to their homeland. The song gave popularity and was even sung at the first Zionist Congress in Basel, Switzerland. Even though many loved the song, it was not particularly liked by Theodor Herzl, the founder of Zionism. Part of this was due to his dislike of Naftali Imber. Imber actually died penniless in New York City, but was later interred in Jerusalem. Other critics of the song thought the lyrics were not religious enough, while others thought the melody was too gloomy. Yet, Hatikva was widely accepted and even adopted in 1933 during the 18th Zionist Congress as their anthem. After centuries of uncertainty, Jewish independence came after the tragic events of World War II and the Holocaust. In Tel Aviv, David Ben-Gurion read Israel's Declaration of Independence on May 14, 1948, 70 years ago. Here, Hatikva was sung with strong emotion and became the de facto national anthem. The dream of a Jewish state in the land of Israel became a reality. Oddly enough, Hatikva was not officially adopted as Israel's national anthem until 2004, well over a century after it was written. Well, some have debated whether Hatikva is an appropriate national anthem for Israel today, since the dream of a Jewish state has come to pass. So why should Hatikva still be sung? In reality, it is more than Israel's national anthem. It is really the anthem of the Jewish people. So wherever this song is sung, the hope of freedom and independence of Israel must never die. While it is easy to appreciate the song which has stirred the hearts of Israel and those who love Israel, it is easy to miss the true importance of the hope. True hope and independence comes from Almighty God. The prophet Ezekiel saw a vision of the Valley of Dry Bones that pictured the house of Israel as the dry bones. It seemed that hope, Tikva, was lost. However, God promised that He will gather and restore Israel as a people in their land both spiritually and nationally. The God of Israel will keep His promises as His hope brings life. Now, as we've looked at this, at the song Hatikva, in fact, you can Google it and listen on YouTube and bring that to mind, but I invite you to join us next time as we'll take another look at Israel's Independence Day as we celebrate 70 years, and we'll take a look at Israel's national symbols and as they connect with the Bible. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And also, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.